Welcome to Women Made New. I'm your host, Crystalina Everett. Thank you for joining me this beautiful Saturday morning. Today, we have Deacon Steve Greco discussing this unbelievable summit that's going to be happening here at the end of September. But before we get into that, I just want to say I had my first experience with a baby rattlesnake in my kitchen. Yes, ladies and gentlemen out there listening, I was cleaning up my kitchen over this last week, and out of nowhere, my daughter screams at the top of her lungs, and I go running. She's like, "Mom, there's a snake in the basket." I'm telling you what, it freaked me out. And Jason, of course, is traveling out of town speaking, and I'm thinking to myself, what am I going to do? How do I deal with this snake? And I was freaked out, everybody. I'm sorry. I was absolutely freaked out. So what does anybody do with a baby rattlesnake in their kitchen out of nowhere? You suck it up in the vacuum. Yes, yes, that's exactly what I did. I sucked this baby rattlesnake, that poor little thing, into my vacuum. It was so bad. But I was brave and I did it, and we took it outside, and yes, it was just a bit of an experience. And I think I'm just a little traumatized, and I want to share it with you, my listeners, because always just out of the ordinary, you just never know what you're going to get or what God's going to throw at you. And always just to be brave and just listen to your gut of what God tells you to do. And I'm telling you, I was really freaked out. And those babies are not small, mind you, but it was a bit of an experience. So I just wanted to share my crazy story in our Everett household. And there's always something happens when Jason travels. So that's just my little Everett tale there to give you for the day. And I hope you smile, because I was screaming and just completely freaked out. So those of you that are freaked out of snakes, I know you completely understand. So anyway, enough of my stories and my crazy life here in our household. Before we get to Deacon Steve Greco, which is just, he's such a wonderful, unbelievable man of God, we are going to give you a great Catholic tip and some good information on St. Joseph with Daniel Campbell. So stay tuned.
Hi, this is Daniel Campbell, Director of the Lay Division at St. John Vianney Theological Seminary for the Archdiocese of Denver, where we offer classes for lay people, both in person and online, for anybody in the world to take. We have a great feast day coming up on Wednesday, September 29th, Feast of the Archangels, Saints Michael, Gabriel, and Raphael. The Archangels are one of the nine choirs of angels, of which we know there to be seven of these Archangels, as we read in the book of Tobit, chapter 12, verse 15, and the book of Revelation, chapter 8, verse 2. Of these seven archangels, we know the names of three: Michael, Gabriel, and Raphael. Michael is a name that means, "Who is like God?" His name being the war cry of the good angels in the battle fought against Lucifer and his followers. As such, Michael is the angelic symbol of victory in battle and God's judgment. Gabriel is then a name that means God is mighty. So fittingly, he is the angelic announcer of the incarnation, with the prophetic revelation of the Messiah to the prophet Daniel, revelation of the conception of John the Baptist to his father Zechariah, and the revelation of the conception of our Lord to Our Lady at the Annunciation. Lastly, Raphael is a name that means God has healed, and thus we see him in the book of Tobit, being sent by God to heal Tobit of his blindness and to deliver Tobit's son, Tobias's wife-to-be, from the clutches of the demon Asmodeus. These three archangels, the warrior, the revealer, and the healer, are rightly deserving of a feast day dedicated to them on September 29th, a day connected with the apparitions of St. Michael upon Mount Gargano in Italy. Saints Michael, Gabriel, and Raphael, pray for us.
Welcome to Women Made New. I'm your host, Crystalina Everett. Thank you for joining me. Today we have Deacon Steve Greco here on the Women Made New set. Thank you for joining me, Deacon Steve.
Thank you so much for the invitation. I'm very excited to be with you and with your listeners.
Now, before we get started, can you please lead us in prayer?
In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Heavenly Father, you are our Savior and our Redeemer. We ask for the Holy Spirit to descend upon us, upon all families, all marriages. We ask for the intercession of Saint Joseph, the intercession of our Blessed Mother through the power of the Holy Spirit. Just bless us and anoint us with your love through that intercession and through that power of the Holy Spirit in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you for that. Now, and speaking of marriage, since you brought that up with our prayer, you've been married for 49 years. Did I read that right?
Well, I just have this to say. Alleluia. Alleluia. Yeah. For 49 years, and it's going to be 50 years on December 18th. And our first date was grad night of high school, if you can believe that.
No
we went to junior
way.
High and high school together.
No way.
Yeah. And she she never voted for me. I ran for student office and whatever. But, you know, finally, you know, she saw the light. I saw the light. And yeah, so after that grad night of high school, we never dated anyone else again and got married. We just had turned 21 and almost 22, actually, on my case. But yeah, so it's been great. And she is a mighty woman of God. She is an amazing person. So I'm very blessed.
That's beautiful. You were really able to just grow together in your lives and mature, and even in your faith, just in your whole walk. Wow, that's just beautiful.
Yeah, she's a convert too. So
wow.
She converted at the time we got married, but she leads Bible studies, and we have our own Bible study, The Bible in You, on our Facebook page, and we have all kinds of things that we do together. And of course, I'm president of Spiritful Hearts Ministry, and so she's an active part of that on our executive team, and does an awful lot to help us.
How many kids do you have?
So we have 3 children and 4 grandchildren, and we're very, very blessed. You know, we're very, of course, pro-family and pro-marriage, and it's something that we feel very strongly that marriages and families are under attack, you know, under siege. And so we were really led, and I was led in prayer, to do this St. Joseph Summit. And, you know, it's interesting because I never really had a strong devotion to St. Joseph. It wasn't a part of my life. But somehow, some way, the Lord put in my heart through prayer to do a conference that just absolutely blew up, you know,
yeah.
to like 64 speakers. Unbelievable, right? And,
yes.
You know, God is so good. And we've got all these cardinals and archbishops and bishops and all these key people like you, you know, as speakers. Thank you so much. And so many people that I have, they're calling us up saying we really want to be part of it. So their need is there, you know, to really learn about St. Joseph and who he is, because, you know, he is that protector of the church and he is the pillar of families. And I believe very strongly he is a great role model for marriages and for men and for all of us, you know, to really realize what it means to be a man, you know, to lead a family, but also, you know, how it all fits together in terms of devotion, obedience, and really putting God number one in your life and putting your marriage and your family right there along with God.
You know, obedience is huge. And I think people really, especially in their spiritual life, take it a little bit for granted and don't realize the importance of it. And that's one thing with Jesus is he was obedient unto death of dying on the cross. And it was his willingness to be obedient to die on the cross that really saved us. Yes, yes, the cross saves us, Jesus and his sacrifice, everything. But if he didn't have that obedient spirit to his Father, it wouldn't have worked out. It just doesn't work.
Well, you know, you think about it, you know, he had these 3 dreams. And, you know, here he sees his betrothed, you know, they were married and everything except sexual relations, you know, and all of a sudden she appears, you know, back from Elizabeth pregnant, you know, and he, of course, could have had her killed and stoned. And then he was going to quietly dismiss her in a divorce. But he had this dream, as we know. And, you know, the angel told her or told him to take her as his wife. And he didn't question it. He was obedient. And he was obedient when he had the other dream to flee and to go to Egypt. You know, here he, you know, here he's going to this foreign country, which is not easy to do in that day and age, where he didn't have his family, his protection. He didn't have any, probably anyone he knew. And then, of course, he had the other dream to come back. So he was really, really obedient in listening to God. And there's a big message there. And we're going to cover that in our St. Joseph Summit, of really talking about his obedience and what that means to families and what that means to marriages and our spiritual walk.
And today, if you're just tuning in, I am speaking with Deacon Steve Greco, and he is the head and the founder of the St. Joseph Summit, and kind of is the brains behind the whole thing that is really just rolling out so beautifully. And how did this come about? Because really, as I'm seeing it, what I'm reading is that it really was just these promptings of the Holy Spirit that you yourself were obedient to, correct?
Well, you know, it's interesting because I've been obviously praying an awful lot. I'm so thrilled to be on your show and praying about what is it, Lord, you want me to say? And in the process of that praying, you know, what came up was how the Lord said that all things work for good, Romans 8:28, for they who love the Lord are called according to their purpose. And of course, 1 Thessalonians 5:18, in all circumstances, give thanks, for this is the will for you in Christ Jesus. Now, how does that fit? Well, you know, how many people are giving thanks for COVID? Obviously, we don't want to give thanks for COVID, but bottom line is that what came out of it? So what came out of it for me is I went into massive prayer. You know, I knew that the world, myself, my family, all of us need prayer. So I went from maybe, you know, an hour to an hour and a half a day to over 4 hours a day of prayer. And, you know, to pray three rosaries and 12 divine mercies and scripture and all kinds of mental prayer. And so I knew that we needed this intense prayer. And in that intense prayer, the Lord came to me and said, I want you to do a St. Joseph conference. And of course, unlike Joseph, they accepted it right away. You know, I said, well, maybe I have indigestion or something, you know, but bottom line is that as I prayed, it was obvious. And so I called a mutual friend of ours, Alexis Lockenstein, and just basically said that under no circumstances should we not do this. You know, we have to do it. And Alexis had the time and effort to say yes. And it was amazing. Then from there, of course, we called Father Don Calloway. And of course, that had written the book Consecration of St. Joseph. And he was so excited. And that just snowballed, you know, and we got Scott Hahn, and, you know, it just was one thing after another. And then, you know, right away when we had our press release, what was particularly amazing was how Cardinal Dolan picked up on it within 2 hours of our first press release and had me on his show a couple of days later. And then, of course, on his show, I asked him to be part of it. And then that just snowballed. And, of course, Cardinal O'Malley and, you know, and all these, you know, of course, and then getting Cardinal Burke, you know, was just absolutely amazing, too. And, of course, we continue to pray for him and his recovery. But we got him recorded and you know, another miracle. And all those things just started happening. And so it was that prayer, you know, the prayer, and we listen to God. And in that prayer time, then we act upon it.
That's right. And that's the important thing. And with this summit, the amount of speakers and everything that's come together is just so beautiful. And again, going to back of just listening to those promptings of the Holy Spirit. And this is what I want my listeners to truly hear, if you hear anything this entire hour, is that if God puts something on your heart and it really just seems too big for you or overwhelming, or you're thinking to yourself right away and you have self-doubt, I can't do that. How am I even going to do that? What does God expect of me? You know, we say those things to ourselves and right away the fear kicks in. But just know Jesus will give you everything you need if he's asking you to do something. And one of my favorite quotes is from St. Thérèse of Lisieux, is that God does not inspire us to do what cannot be done. Because Amen. If he's asking us, he's going to give us everything. And will it be easy? Maybe not. Will there be trials? Absolutely. We're in a fight for souls here. Of course, there's going to be pushback on us. But as long as you expect that and you're a person of prayer and you listen to those promptings, Jesus can do anything through that yes that you give him. And it's powerful. Our will and handing that over to God in that moment is so powerful. Wouldn't you say, Deacon Steve?
Well, it's so great that you're saying that, Crystalina, because I say all the time in my talks and you know, on my radio show and different things I do, how big is your God? How big is your God? Are you aware that with God, all things are possible? He is the God of the possible, not the impossible. So, you know, it's, you remember, you know, there was a focus about how big is your boundaries, your territory. And so, you know, the prayer to Jabez, you know, God is there to expand your dreams, your wildest dreams. And the bottom line is this, when you say yes to him without any conditions, without having it fit into your schedule or have it fit into whatever it is that you think are barriers. When you just say, yes, Lord, I don't know how it's going to happen, but just use me, melt me, mold me, and use me. Then that's when the miracles happen. Mm-hmm. And that's when I go around saying, hallelujah, you know, because you just feel the presence of the Holy Spirit in you in such a powerful way.
You know, I think we have a tendency to look at God and our relationship with Jesus through our broken lens, right?
Yes,
through our brokenness,
yes.
And that we feel so inadequate at times. And I know I have in my own life that I look at God through that same lens. Like I feel inadequate and unable and God, he doesn't want me, or he can't work through me because I'm broken. And then it's like, well, is he not strong enough? Is he not powerful enough? You know, and you have to start just step back and question, well, where is that coming from? Because we have to remember our past victories. The devil wants us to forget those past victories that we have overcome with God and know that he wants to work through you, but our willingness is everything.
You know, it's so great that you're saying that because, again, in our conference, and please register stjosephsummit.com, one of the pillars that we're focusing on is, of course, how St. Joseph is the terror of demons and spiritual warfare. And we've got, you know, Father Robert Spitzer, for example, Kathleen Beckman, who just wrote a great new book about families and spiritual warfare.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely incredible. And so she is a huge part of this summit. But we have to understand that when you say yes to the Lord, that spiritual warfare is going to happen. But we have to use every weapon we can and have to defeat the enemy. And the intercession of St. Joseph, along with, of course, the rosary and reconciliation, the Eucharist and Mass and so forth, are extremely important. But the demons are terrified of St. Joseph. They do not want us to ask for the intercession of St. Joseph to protect us from demonic attack. We have to understand the fact that St. Joseph is there just waiting for us to ask him through intercession to defend us in battle, to be our protector. And so we want to be under his mantle of protection. Very, very important. And you can hear that in these talks on September 30th through October 3rd, stjosephsummit.com. Register for free. And then we have the premium access where you can actually get all 64 talks downloaded and to be able to use for yourself, your family, for your parish, you know, whatever it might be. But it's something that is extremely important. And we're very, very excited to have that as a major part of our summit, is that focus on spiritual warfare and protecting marriages and protecting the family.
Which is so needed right now. And a lot of people separate themselves from really, I think sometimes the help that we can get from heaven, because they see it way up there and just far removed, far just in the sky, you know, just something that they, it's unreachable almost, that it's like, oh, I pray to St. Joseph. Is he really going to help me? But yes, he is. And right now, this is his invitation to you listening right now, because what are the chances of you listening to this? And this is an invitation, and St. Joseph and God is wanting you to go deeper and maybe give you a tool right now that maybe you're lacking or that you're needing, or there's an area in your life that you can't overcome, that maybe you'll listen to a talk or there'll be some sort of piece of advice that you'll get that weekend that truly can help you finally overcome that vice or finally just have the courage to do whatever it is you need to do in your marriage or with your children or with your job, whatever it is, this truly is an invitation. And one of the reasons I have been pushing this conference so hard is that I see so many people lost and not knowing what to do, where to go. They have so many questions and everything is in such turmoil in all aspects of our life, it seems like. And every day there's something changing. You know, nothing is stable at this point. And Jesus is always stable. He's always something that we can go to in the Eucharist and pray. And he's always going to be there for us. But everything around us is constantly changing and in turmoil, that this is a time where you can just set the world aside, to shut it out and to focus on God and give yourself the gift of a retreat right now. And it'll all be set up for you. And all you have to do is turn your computer on and join in. You know, Amen. It can't be any simpler than Amen. That, Deacon Steve.
This is
God
awesome.
Is coming to you in your home. My goodness.
Yeah.
And, hey, I have this great idea, okay? And for parents out there that really want to incorporate St. Joseph into their lives, because we're almost done with this end of the year and the whole St. Joseph celebrating him for this year within the church, is to get these talks. And if you do purchase them, maybe for the next couple Sundays that we have left in this year of St. Joseph, for the next 2 months, I'm not sure how much time's left, but to listen to one of these talks, put it around maybe around the dinner table or after dinner on Sunday or something, and get the talks that you know your kids will gravitate towards and let them listen, even if it's for a little bit or for just that hour, and say, okay, kids, we're going to have this hour. I want you just to listen about St. Joseph. And it's just a way to teach your kids and transmit his humility and his virtue, and just to learn about this saint that really can play a massive role in their lives.
Absolutely incredible idea. You know, and most of the talks are about 20 minutes. So think about it. You know, you can be at that dinner table or just in your family room, whatever it is. And what a great family time to mm-hmm. learn so yeah. much about St. Joseph, about how he can help your spirituality and so many other things. And you know, God is the God of abundance. And you know, if we know in John 10:10, I've come to give you life and life abundantly. You know, for all of the listeners out there, you don't have to accept a life of pain and suffering in which you have no hope. Yes, life does have pain and does have suffering, but it also has joy. And when you say yes to Jesus, that's when the joy fills your heart. When you say yes to Jesus, it's amazing the miracles that start happening in your life. And it's amazing how all of a sudden what was problems before all of a sudden come together and are solved. And as I often say in my talks, think about what was your biggest problem 5 years ago? Most people say, I can't remember what that is. But at the time you thought it was so incredible, but God came in and there were solutions that were found. God is the God of hope and the God of solutions. And this summit is a big part of that. Again, sign up, go to stjosephsummit.com and sign up and be part of this historic 4 days, September 30th to October 3rd. And obviously, I'm excited.
And I made it really easy for my listeners. If you just go to my Twitter account, I pinned it right there on the very top of my Twitter social media. So if you just even go to just Crystalina Everett, you can find me there. And then right there, you can just click on that link and then you don't even have to think or remember or write anything down. Just go there and boom, and you are right in and you can sign up. So anyone, and there's no age limit on this. If you're a teenager or you're 90 years old, you are welcome to join us. And the thing I think that scares some people, Deacon Steve, is that when you talk about Jesus and your relationship and what he wants to give you, and I remember when I was really living just this worldly, sinful life, right? Every time I heard someone say that, I also thought, well, yeah, he wants to give me something, but he's going to take something from me. He's going to take my freedom from me. You know, he's going to take the lifestyle I have. And I used to see God as someone who wanted me to live this boring, just prudish life and just be unhappy and miserable and following a set of rules. And it was all about taking. But at the same time, deep down, I knew certain things I was holding on to weren't necessarily good for me. I just didn't know how to get out of that rut. And it's not necessarily Jesus just taking, but he wants to transform you as a person, correct?
It is this metanoia. It's one of my favorite words. Metanoia in Greek really focuses on that transformation, that complete rebirth. And you've pinpointed, of course, the number one issue. People say, I don't want to give up certain things. Mm-hmm. They may not even say it out loud, but they're thinking it. This changes me and it changes who I am. And I'll have to give up this thing in order to take on suffering and take on other things that are not me. Let me just reassure you, that is a lie of the enemy, because you were created in God's image. You were created to love him and to serve him and to know him. And where all joy comes from is doing his will. And when you say yes to him without any compromise, without any conditions, he will come into your life and give you so much peace and love and joy and the fruit of the Holy Spirit that you will be transformed and you'll wonder, why didn't I do this before? You know, I mean, I've never felt so much joy in my life as I do now. Not to say I don't have issues and problems, we all do, but somehow it's the way you handle it. You handle it so much differently when you let Jesus be the center of your life. You realize that, guess what? I can't control everything, but I know that God has a solution. I'm just going to focus on him, trust on him. He will give me the wisdom, one of the gifts of the Holy Spirit. He will give you the wisdom, if you pray for it and ask for it, to make the right decisions. And then if you stumble and fall, you know, you've got the sacraments, reconciliation, and you get back up and be there again. And all that is so important. But yeah, it's such a lie of the enemy to say, oh, I'm going to have to give all this stuff up. You give up nothing of importance and you get everything in return when you say yes to Jesus without compromise.
Absolutely. And if I look back at my life when I was just giving way to all the different ways I was being enticed by the world and just handing myself over and getting myself just back more broken every time I would say yes to the world, right? And just put myself to the side and just give in to what people wanted, give in to different relationships or bad things I knew that weren't necessarily good, but oh, it wasn't that bad, right? I always would say, but it was. And at the end of the day, as popular as I was and as many friends who weren't really friends, I was so alone. I was so alone, Deacon Steve. And I hated myself and I hated the lifestyle and I knew I was so empty, but I was also afraid that God couldn't love me in that. But the beautiful thing is I handed all of that over, right? All the yuck and everything. And he met me there. But the beauty in that is that I'm never alone. Ever alone. I do have my husband, I have my kids, but there are times of battles that I face personally that I know I'm not going at this alone and that God has got me, or I can call on St. Therese of Lisieux or St. Benedict, or I have my team in heaven I always bring with me, you know, or St. Michael. I never go anywhere alone, but
exactly.
You're not alone in this. And you shouldn't isolate yourself that you are alone in this, because Jesus is calling you. And if you're listening to this, obviously, he's inviting you to go deeper with him.
One of my favorite scriptures is one of my favorite chapters in all of scripture is the 15th chapter of John. And John 15:16 says, it is not you who chose me, but I who chose you and appointed you, anointed you to bear fruit that will remain. So whatever I ask the Father, he may give to you. We are not alone. We have been chosen by our Lord Jesus Christ, who gave us his Holy Spirit to help us in our time of need. You know, we're never alone. But it's amazing how people come out of the woodwork that you didn't even know before that have the Holy Spirit, like you. You know, I mean, obviously we haven't met before, but I feel this kindred spirit. And there's someone said, spirit knows spirit. I mean, the Holy Spirit in me is so connected to the Holy Spirit in you, that we're like brothers and sisters in the Lord. And that's what happens, is all these people come to you that you never even met before. And they are kindred spirits because they know Jesus Christ. And Jesus Christ brings them to you to support you and to give you strength.
Yes.
And so I ask your listeners again, are your friends bringing you closer to Jesus, or are they moving you away from Jesus? And when your friends bring you close to Jesus and help you grow stronger in your faith, then you know you have the right friends and the friends that you need to be with. And you may say, well, I don't want to give up these other people. Well, guess what? Ask the Lord to give you guidance and how to communicate with them and how to put them in your life in a very meaningful way. And God will lead you and help you do that.
Absolutely. Again, we are talking with Steve, Deacon Steve Greco, about the St. Joseph Summit coming up here. And we are going to take a quick break with our friends at EWTN, and we will be right back. So stay tuned. Welcome back to Women Made New. I'm your host, Crystalina Evert, and I am here with Deacon Steve Greco, and we are discussing the upcoming St. Joseph Summit. And before we left, we were discussing maybe just good friends in your life, right? And sometimes those friends really shouldn't be your friends, but it's hard to let them go. And one thing I'd like to say on top of that, Deacon Steve, is that if your friends are putting you in confession every Saturday, or if your friends are, right?
That's so great.
Like, they're taking you out
what
on Friday night.
What a tip off that is, huh?
Right? They're taking you out on Friday night, and then you're always feeling the next morning when you wake up, man, I got to go to confession for that.
Right.
Those are not your friends. And you have got to get rid of those people in your life, because that's what my friends were doing to me back in the day when I was living that lifestyle. I always woke up Saturday. And that's a good gauge right there. If your boyfriend, your friends, your movies, the things you're doing with your time, if you have to wake up on a Saturday morning for whatever you did Friday night, that thing is not good for you, and it has got to go. And you need to cut that serpent's head off, and you need to go to confession, and you need to ask Jesus to bring what it is that you need in your life. And again, it's that give and take, right? Yes, God is going to take some things from you, but at the end of the day, in your heart of hearts, they probably need to go, right? And not to be afraid of that.
Well, one of the things that we need to understand is, again, the gifts of the Holy Spirit, the fruit of the Holy Spirit. One of the gifts of the Holy Spirit, as found in 1 Corinthians 12, is discernment of spirits. And it's extremely important that we understand the fact that obviously we have our own personal spirit. We have the Lord, you know, but we have demonic influence and demonic spirits that try to bring us away from Christ. Even Peter, our first pope, you know, Jesus said, "Get behind me, Satan," when he was used by the enemy in saying, "Don't go into Jerusalem." So the point I'm making is the fact that ask the Lord for that gift of discernment of spirits. Ask the Lord to help you discern what friends to have. And if your friends are to your point, bringing you to reconciliation all the time, as bringing you away from Christ all the time, then ask the Lord what to do about it. And a bottom line is this: sometimes it takes a lot of courage to move away from people that have been your friends, but maybe that's what God is calling you to do. But God wants you to evangelize them and maybe bring them to him, but really be yoked with those people that are encouraging you, building you up, and bringing you closer to Christ.
And I want to get back into how you were saying we are chosen, right? And so much in this day and age, it's all about importance, and almost like your social media and your numbers is a currency in your popularity. And people hold that to such importance, and they make that an extension of their value of who they are as a person. And it's so sad that to be chosen, to be that one, that is what Jesus is doing and offering you. He is choosing you. And to a culture that is so, I don't know, puts life aside, and there's so much death, and life is not important, and you yourself don't feel important unless you do X, Y, and Z. That's not what God is all about. It's all about you as a person and what he created you for, and that you have importance and that you have value. And he wants to do great things with you, but he can't do that if you are tied up in the ways of the world, because God's people are not of the world, and we never will be. And we can't associate with things that they do in the world sometimes because it's not right and it's not okay. And we have to be the people that stand up against that if we know right from wrong. But at the end of the day, don't be afraid. But God does choose you and love you no matter where you're at in your life. Things can turn around.
I wrote this book at the beginning of the pandemic. You know, I've written 7 books. And I was actually writing another book when the pandemic happened. And the Lord said, stop that book. I want you to write this book called Be Not Afraid. And it's, you know, it's not a long, you know, it's like 100 pages. But it was specifically on why we have to turn our lives to Jesus, not be afraid, because the enemy wanted us to live in fear. Mm-hmm. And fear is not of the Lord. It's false evidence appearing real. The enemy wants to paralyze us with doubt, with anxiety, with fear. And it's so important that we understand the battle that we're in. And in that battle, again, we can call on St. Joseph. We can call on all the heavenly angels and saints, the Blessed Mother, to help us in the intercession. We can call on our close friends to pray together, but we cannot be afraid, because when we're afraid, it means we don't trust. When we're afraid, it means that we don't believe that Jesus is Lord, but he is Lord. And so nothing's going to happen to me that he doesn't allow to happen. And he says that all things work for good. So I trust in him. Jesus, I trust in you. That's why divine mercy is so important. You know, Jesus, I trust in you. You know, and the more we can say that, the more and believe it, the more our life is filled with faith. And when our life is filled with faith, we can move mountains.
Oh, absolutely. And that's what the devil wants us to think, is that he doesn't exist. He doesn't have any sway in our life whatsoever, and that we don't have to fight him because, well, he's not even there, right?
Yeah, exactly. The devil is lying to us. The devil wants us to believe he doesn't exist. The devil wants to believe you to believe that there is no influence in your life of any demonic form. But the reality is we're in a war, you know, and all through the last 2,000 years, it's been very clear what war we're in. And if you're in a war, you need to have spiritual weapons to defend you. That's part of the reason we're having this St. Joseph Summit. Again, register stjosephsummit.com, September 30th to October 3rd. It's free, all virtual. But part of this is the protection that you need against the enemy, and how to build up your marriage, how to build up your family, how to pray differently, how to ask for intercession, and really this consecration to St. Joseph. You know, all those things are so, so important. We have to have the spiritual tools to defend ourselves in battle.
Now, let's get into the marriage aspect right now of how St. Joseph truly can help in struggling marriages, because I was even talking to a priest the other day, and he was saying there is something in the water because I've never had so many married couples come for counseling as he's had this year. And it's shocking, a little overwhelming for him, and just what's going on. But it wasn't just him. It's different people that I talk to and different people in ministry, and just the struggles that people are having and the attacks on a marriage right now are intense. And some people recognize it and what's happening. Some people don't. But how can they combat against what is going on right now? And especially if their spouse isn't on board.
It is one of the biggest issues of today, and certainly has been an issue for many, many years. But somehow today, it seems to be that much more intense and that much more of a critical issue. Remember that one of St. Joseph's titles is the Pillar of Families. And our families, our marriages are under siege. Divorce is at record levels, and divorce for Catholic families are at record levels. Many families don't have Jesus at the center of their life. And I have a message. I realize that, you know, majority of your listeners are women, but for the men out there and for the women who are married, please pray for your husband to become that spiritual role model for your family, that spiritual head for your family. That doesn't mean that you're a secondary in nature. It only means that the man needs to take responsibility spiritually. And it's well documented that when the man comes to the plate, you know, batter up, and is saying, hey, I take responsibility for myself and my family, as you know, Joshua said, as for me and my family, we will serve the Lord. When that happens, the children are three times more likely to stay in their faith. And you look at St. Joseph, he taught Jesus the scriptures. He taught Jesus, of course, a trade. He was a role model for Jesus about what it means to be a man and what it means, you know, to be a holy father and a holy man. And so very, very much we need St. Joseph, and we're going to cover this in our St. Joseph Summit. Again, stjosephsummit.com. We need St. Joseph to help us intercede for our families, to help us as a role model there, our families on solid foundation. And when that happens, you know, your family will be, you know, strengthened in a very significant way.
You know, you bring up an excellent point, Deacon Steve. And I, a while back, part of my ministry, and it came to me in prayer, because I was struggling so much within my role as being a heart of the home and a homemaker, and all of those things that may come naturally to some other woman, did not for me, because I didn't see that. My mom was one of those women that was an entrepreneur, and she was off and building empires and companies, but I felt left behind. And I had a nanny growing up, but at the same time, my mother was a single mom and she had to work for our family. And I completely understand, and it was justified. But a lot of women grew up without learning that. And then we want to be these good Catholic wives coming into our home. And I just felt handicapped. But I also realized I wasn't the only one, that there was this entire generation of women that the moms left the home to work. And I'm coming to realize it now, that there's also this generation of men now, and maybe more than that, of not knowing how to be spiritual leaders, not knowing how to wield their authority in their home and to protect their family, to be that protector, because they didn't see their father grow up in that role either. You know, and I was focusing on women, but now I'm seeing there really is something going on with the men, that they're maybe missing that because they weren't taught that, or they didn't see it themselves growing up.
Yeah, that is such a key point, you know. And again, that's part of the reason I'm so excited about the summit, because we need role models. You know, we all need role models, but men need role models, yes, in a very, very significant way. And they look to each other as role models. But if you're not looking to St. Joseph, you're missing out on our spiritual father. And that's why, again, our tagline, Pilgrimage to the Heart of St. Joseph, is so important. We go to the heart of St. Joseph and learn, as a man, I learn how to be a spiritual leader, how to be spiritual leader for my marriage, for my family. As a woman, you want to encourage the men in your life to understand their role and how they can't sit on the sidelines. I mean, so many men sit on the sidelines. They let the wives take over any spiritual, mentoring of their children. You know, the wife is the one who does it. And, you know, I'm the provider or whatever it might be. I'm sitting in the background. But bottom line is that, wow, they're missing the boat. And I believe that part of the reason families are under siege is, quite frankly, men have not taken their responsibility spiritually seriously. And that has to change. That's a big reason we're having this summit.
What if there is someone at home listening, and that is exactly where their husband is? They are on the sidelines. They are just kind of doing their thing. They're really checked out. They just, and what can you do as a wife? What can you do as a, if you are in that situation, what is a solution?
Well, I think what's so critical is to turn to prayer. And I believe very strongly, when my family was under siege, which, of course, you know, as you might imagine, all families are under siege some point. But when my three kids were teenagers, I went in the middle of the day. I went to visit a church. I was by myself and just to pray. And the Lord came to me and said, pray the rosary every day for your children. And to pray a decade for each member of your family. And so for the women out there, I would say, and for the men, but I would say, pray for your spouse, pray for your children, pray that they receive the power of the Holy Spirit, because the Blessed Mother is the spouse of the Spirit. And then also pray the litany to St. Joseph, pray the prayers of St. Joseph as protector of the family, and do all of that. And you pray every day like that, and then turn your life to Jesus in a bigger way. You know, so many people, you know, kind of are one foot in, one foot out. But when you turn your life to Jesus Christ, that's when miracles happen. So the prayer, the rosary, you know, ask the Blessed Mother to come in, ask St. Joseph to come in, and you're going to see your family change dramatically.
And maybe, well, if there is a spiritual sickness there, he's not having a hard time stepping up to the plate as that father role model and protector, spiritual leader, ask St. Joseph to take that place for the time being and Amen. Help him, right? And to minister to him. And I think that's what's going to be so great about this summit, is that we as women can learn so much from St. Joseph, but also we could also learn tools and tips and ways to also help our husbands, to help our boys, to even help our daughters. And if they feel like they don't have that father role model, that they can look to St. Joseph and that he can be a protector. And you know what? Talking about saints and talking about them like that, and I don't, get me wrong, I used to be one of those people where you see, you know how you see pictures of angels, Deacon Steve,
yes.
and they're like little naked angels with cute little butts and babies, and they just look like, oh, so cute, you know? And I feel like that's how we look at saints sometimes. Like, oh, that's nice, that's cute, just it's there, you know? It's like a picture on a shelf. It's not real almost, right? But they are real, and they want to be here, and we need to not, I would say, compartmentalize and put them in a box, to where they want to be this real role model in our life if we take it seriously and we pray to them. Because just like Mother Teresa, she was here walking on this earth with the same struggles, the same temptations, the same devil coming after her like he's coming after us. And she overcame that, but she was a real person. And the saints we're talking about, and Saint Joseph, was a real person that walked this earth. And they combated all these same struggles and vices and everything that we did. And we should ask for their help, because they know what it's like to go through it, and they want us to be victorious on the other side with them.
You know, Crystalina, in prayer, I asked the Lord one day, what does it mean when you talk about the crown of life? And I really felt the Lord come to me and say, the crown of life is a struggle to obtain, and you're going to go through many, many trials. But with that crown of life, when you say yes to me and persevere, then I will give it to you forever in heaven. And the bottom line is this. You know, my brother and I go back and forth, and I'll ask him, why is life so difficult? And he says, because it's supposed to be. We are in a struggle, but we need all the tools that we need the Holy Spirit. We need the saints. We need St. Joseph. We need the Blessed Mother. We need the rosary. We need the sacraments. We need all the tools to achieve that crown of life and to achieve what God has in store for you. God has in store for you a life of abundance, here on earth and forever with him in heaven, a life of abundance. And that happens when we say yes to him and persevere. You know, in my talks, I say three most important things for you to remember. Don't give up. Don't give up. Don't give up. And that's the message to your listeners right now. Don't give up. Don't be discouraged. You're on the verge of a great victory.
Absolutely. And I love the quote from Mother Angelica, where she says, in everything that happens, Jesus is sounding the call to holiness.
And amen.
And the beautiful thing is, no matter what you're going through right now, it will come to an end. It will. Everything will come to an end in this life at some point. And if it's a struggle, if it's a hardship, it at some point will come to an end. And at the end of it, You want to be victorious in that. And it can be very difficult, but God is with us. Deacon Steve, thank you so much for your time and your openness to being here at Women Made New, and also your obedience to doing this conference. And I really feel it's going to change a lot of hearts and minds and bring people closer to Jesus and St. Joseph. So thank you so much for doing this. And again, do you want to tell our listeners how they can find you, where they can go to join in on the summit, all of the good stuff?
Thank you so much, Kristalina. And thank you for your yes. Thank you for this radio show. Thank you for all your support. Please, please, please do yourself a huge favor. Give yourself a huge gift. Give your marriage a huge gift, your family a huge gift, by registering for stjosephsummit.com, which is September 30th to October 3rd. It's all virtual. Sign up for free, or please also make sure that you include a prayer for the all-access passport, in which you will get all 64 talks downloaded along with either an audio or ebook of Consecration to St. Joseph by Father Donald Calloway. So great, great opportunity for all of you. Also, any questions or anything we can do to help you, go to Spirit-Filled Hearts, all one word, spiritfilledhearts.org, for our website. I'm Deacon Steve Greco. I'm here for you. I have you in my prayer. And just know that God loves you so much that He has said yes to you to listen to this show, to listen to these invitations, because He loves you so much, loves your marriage, and loves your family. And again, thank you to everyone out there. And thank you, Kristalina, again, for allowing me to be on your show.
Oh, absolutely. And thank you to everyone that works so hard over at EWTN. Thank you, Deacon Steve, and we'll keep you in our prayers. God bless.
Thank you so much. God bless you.
I want to thank my guest again, Deacon Steve Greco, for being here with us at Women Made New. It was such a pleasure. And for those of you that do want to join us at the conference, you can go to my Twitter account, and I pinned it right there again at the top, so it's really easy. Just click on that. There's a link you can go to and just sign up. And I really don't think you'll regret it. And even if you listen to 1, 2, 3, or the entire weekend, just see what God has there for you. You just never know. What He is wanting to say and what He puts on your heart is always for a good reason. And before I leave you this weekend, I wanted to leave you with a beautiful quote that I found at Mother Angelica. And I love how she's just always so honest, and she gives us just tough love sometimes, right? And Mother Angelica says, "Simply believing in the existence of God is not exactly what I would call a commitment. After all, the devil believes that God exists. Believing has to change the way we live." So with that being said, everyone, don't forget there's confessions this afternoon at most of your churches to go and reset and start over. And it's never too late. No matter who you are, where you've been, what you've done, you always can start new with God. Have a wonderful weekend. Know you're in my prayers, and I will be praying for you. And don't forget to download the EWTN app for all things Catholic, and everything will be right there at your disposal. Have a wonderful weekend, everyone. God bless.